Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish. How was your week? What were the news stories and the conversations? Acumen Media breaks it down for us.
Tanya Curry, a very, very good morning. Ramadan Karim, how are you?
Thank you, my friend. Ramadan Mubarak. It is the
third day
and
in.
The third day is always the hardest.
Yeah, I was speaking to somebody yesterday.
2 days down, yeah, and we're doing well.
I was speaking to somebody yesterday, and I actually thought yesterday was the third day because I thought it was starting on Tuesday, but apparently the moon wasn't sighted. So he said the same thing. He said, once you get through that third day, then it becomes a bit more, your body gets used to it. It becomes a routine.
Yes, your body adapts. Mm. It really does adapt. And it's adapting well, Mashallah. You know, like I haven't been able to fast for a few years because I have a problem with my tummy.
Right.
So it's very nice to be able to fast. It's a lovely feeling when you get to the end of the day and you think, I did it.
Absolutely.
I made it.
And it's a nice time of year, I guess, as well.
Those first couple of sips, yeah. Those first couple of sips of water, how it make you so grateful. You know, it really is something else. But what a week.
What a week. What a
week.
I'm
exhausted.
I think South Africans are exhausted. I think we can't. We are being taken on this emotional roller coaster by government, who I believe are so tone deaf to what is actually going on with the people of the country that it is astounding.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, last week we spoke about 100 days to elections and how nothing had been done, but had something been done, right? And this week, I mean, it was very obvious. It's electioneering everywhere. Mm. I mean, the president announced this week that the elections will be held in October. This was while he was standing in a port in Durban that was under protest. And the backdrop in the same place where Ace Magashule and Jacob Zuma had encountered tea again. Ace was consulting with previous presidents, apparently, but we all know that the president he really wanted to go and see was Zuma. About the step aside thingy, I believe there's going to be quite a bit of an announcement today.
How many days
does
he have left before the end of the 30 days?
Not long, hey?
Like, can't be. I was thinking about it earlier, yeah.
But the thing is he's gone guns a-blazing. I mean, yesterday he told the media that he would die an ANC member.
I saw that. Promises, Tanya.
Oh, man. That kind of loyalty, by the way, comes with a dairy at Ace Bestos.
I don't know. What's with these dramatic statements? Dying an ANC member. Wow. Okay.
Well,
I can't imagine.
All this
it's
with the taxis, beautifully branded. I don't know if you saw that branding. Whoever did that cost a bomb, for sure.
Yeah, in your report, I mean, you're talking
with
about...
hands of,
yeah, with bots as well. There's certainly a campaign out going on.
Absolutely. I mean, those taxis are branded so beautifully with hands off Ace Magashule, to which Fikile Mbalula was like, you're not allowed to do that.
It's just remarkable.
I'm beginning to become more and more fond of old Razzmatazz, I must be honest. But anyway, he took shots at Ace, and then Jesse Duarte said that he had no permission to use the logo on the taxis, but my goodness, haven't we heard a lot about Jesse Duarte this week?
Yeah, all sorts of leaks going on all over the show.
I mean, okay. Well, like, let's firstly talk about these leaks, okay? Like, can we stop calling it leaks? Can we call it press releases?
Oh,
let's just
call
cynic. It what it is. Mm-hmm. I mean, honestly. Mm-hmm. Leak. This week alone, we had three so-called so the first one, and probably the most prevalent, was the audio that was leaked about Jesse Duarte saying that Zuma shouldn't go to the Zondo Commission and that Zondo is biased. And we heard it with our own ears, to which Madame Jesse says that it was cut and spliced to make it into a different narrative. Now, let me tell you, Howard, you and I are working in radio. You don't just cut and splice something that ends up sounding like that.
No,
there must be some kind of a genius editor behind that cutting and splicing.
Yeah, it's...
So what a load of rubbish, right? That's an absolute load of rubbish. So she's in a lot of trouble with that leaked audio. And then while we're going on about all this leaked media nonsense, Asbestos himself sent out a press release. Sorry, I mean someone leaked a media story about his plans, about his whole step aside sideshow. And then, of course, a phone call with from Fakile Mbalula threatening pro-Magashule supporters was also leaked. So we've had more leaks in the Vaal Dam.
it's just astounding. But I think what this is also showing you is just the how bad it is within the ANC, because everybody's sending everything to everybody, and it's really just become this massive, it's almost an explosion.
Well, I mean, if you go to Twitter, the bots are out as if Belle Pattinger was definitely not dead. I mean, I wonder where that chick is. I bet she's sitting in some office in Sandton somewhere. Yeah. But the bots are out in full force. Anti-Ramaphosa sentiment is enormous. Borderline absurd is how bad it is. And then we had the JSC interviews. I haven't seen those in a while. It was a long time since I watched a set of that. And I don't remember the rules. How come Malema gets to quit? Question the judges?
I don't know. So I was following some of them, but I also, I actually thought that some of the questions and some of the ways in which the people of great dignity and great standing were treated, I didn't feel that it was necessary.
Well, I know, you see, this is the thing, is we were all holding out for Judge Pillay because McQueen's going to step aside now.
Right,
and then.
Right.
We were hoping that Judge Pillay was going to take over because she actually has the bottle to put Zuma behind bars,
absolutely,
right? And then Malema destroyed her in that interview, and she didn't get the spot. So I want to understand, firstly, like, shouldn't it be judges and senior silks interviewing judges rather than political heads? I mean, I didn't see anyone from the DA in there, unless I missed it, because I don't even know who leads the DA anymore, to be honest.
Yeah, well, it is Steenhuisen, but they certainly didn't seem particularly involved. It was strange, and then decisions were made very quickly. So did that mean that they were actually made before and this was just a formality? That was the sense that I got,
Yes, of course, you're right. And of course, with the EFF now, Julius Malema says he's going to lay charges against Gordon because Gordon tried to influence who the judges were. I mean, it's all electioneering. That's all this is, guys.
And unfortunately, we're going to see more of it. But whilst we see more of it, it means that they're not focusing on what they should be focusing on, which is getting South Africa vaccinated and getting people back to work properly.
And saving our children. We'll talk about that in a minute. Just on Concord and Zuma, they actually asked Zuma what punishment he'd like.
Yeah, I didn't know that. I didn't realize it was an option, actually, that we could ask that.
Okay, I'd like my punishment. Maldives with a lot of people with palm fronds waving me in while I'm, that sounds like a good punishment to me. What on earth is happening, guys?
No, it
turns out Zuma's preferred sentence is jail. He said, send me to jail.
Honor him. Honor his wishes. I don't understand it.
Do the right thing, guys.
Exactly. Out of respect, that's what he wants. Give it to him.
Exactly. And then, of course, a very worrying story. Firstly, it's state captain Norma, whatever you want to call it, didn't turn up. Uncle Gwede, I don't know why I have a soft spot for Mantosh, but I do. He's done so much to annoy me over the years, but when I hear him muttering and mumbling, like a man who's been at the edge of the bar all night, it makes him difficult not to like.
I actually also do.
I
think he certainly adds an important element to the ANC, but I do feel that. I'm not sure what that is, but I do
that.
As well. I hear exactly what you're saying.
And in the same time, the president said that he had to move the dates for state capture days. And then there was a call for what questions would we like him to answer? I mean, I'm sorry, what? What do you mean? We've had advocates sitting grilling with forensic evidence and witnesses being grilled to half an inch of their life. And now we have to tell you what questions. Get out of town, guys. This is just grandstanding. That's all this is. While I'm there, one very big announcement was made this week that worries me incessantly. And that is that the president has done a reshuffle of his own, and that's in the SANDF. And I say it very quietly because I'm very scared. I'm not sure why we're busy rejigging the army. It makes me scared because when you look around, all you see are protests. They're underreported. They're shutting down towns. They're making them ungovernable. Protests are definitely with warrant, but the towns themselves are being locked down by protesters, and it's very nasty out there. And look, when we're talking about voting, there just isn't an option. But if we're going to vote, let's deal with the biggest story at hand, and that is our children. I know it's kids in the car, so I'm going to sweep over these stories quite quickly. But Lufuno Mavhunga, what a story. I was gut-wrenched. I think most of South Africans felt that pain. I think we all mourned what happened to Lufuno, but it wasn't even that. I mean, in that week, we found an uncle and a mother that did the same thing. A woman put her baby in boiling water, the Orange Farm murders of 5, 6, and 8-year-olds. And while we're talking about branding taxis, these things are happening around us. Can we focus on what is really important? And then on the vaccine, like you rightly said, what a shambles, my friend.
Well, there's something going on that we don't understand. I don't believe a word of this. They've halted the J&J vaccine has been halted because of 6 cases out of 6 million people. And they're Americans. Americans need to be warned about spilling hot liquids on their laps and not drinking their shampoo. I find it very odd. And at the same time, we're seeing Mkhize making a statement about, well, Johnson & Johnson have demanded some terms that are unfortunate. So what does that mean? How does that play in to that? I believe that what's happening is that either they're negotiating very hard with Johnson & Johnson and they're using this as posturing, but they're bluffing, which might go the wrong way, or they have screwed this up, excuse my language on radio, but they've messed this up fantastically, and they've blown it again.
And this jab is actually very, very dangerous. It may be very, very dangerous. You don't stop the rollout in the US for 6 people. I mean, Trump killed millions. He killed millions before he even put on a mask.
You can't
say that. So for 6 people, I'm not buying it at all.
Oh, you see, I'm not buying the South African thing. I'm not buying.
What's wrong with the vaccine?
Yeah.
Or there's a whole lot of money changing hands and negotiations going on.
That's what I think
Pfizer came in with a better price or something.
But Tanya, they're talking.
At the
port yesterday, Cyril Ramaphosa mentioned the Chinese vaccine for South Africa. Even the Chinese are not using their own vaccine. They are not using it. They're talking about blending it with another vaccine because it has basically no impact. And we are talking about buying it for our people. How much does our government hate the people of South Africa?
And let's be fair. We have injected our frontline workers, a lot of them. What is going to happen if that is a bad vaccine? We're in a lot of trouble.
Yeah, you see, I don't believe it is, but
struggling to find things that are positive this week. So I'm going to tell you a personal story. Mm-hmm. I got a new cat.
That's a great story.
You'll remember.
Yes, I was just going to say.
My dogs are very unimpressed. But Reggie has joined the household. It was my first week where I dived with my hand all sutured and done. It's all good. And I wore 2 fins for my broken ankle. And it's Ramadan. So there's been a lot of spreading of food for the poor and really good love going around.
Awesome.
So even if you're not Muslim, please grab onto the idea of
100%.
Ramadan. And let's try and fix this stuff ourselves and take care of our kids, man. Take care of our kids.
Absolutely right. And that's where we leave it, Tanya Curry.